You're listening to Morning Ireland with Mary Wilson and Cian McCormack. Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Legislation to allow for the revoking of citizenship certificates is set to be enacted before the Dáil summer recess. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will tell Cabinet this morning that this process will only be applied in very limited circumstances. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Under this plan, if someone who was granted citizenship here is viewed as a credible threat to the state, they can have that citizenship revoked. This will also be the case if they are found to have procured it through fraud. These measures are contained in a lengthy update the Justice Minister will bring to Cabinet on immigration matters, including the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. It will be debated in the Dáil and Shannon this week. Opposition parties have expressed concerns about the pact, but it is likely to be approved by both houses of the Oireachtas, and government then plans to underpin it with new legislation. This will include stronger border security, with more collecting of fingerprints and photographs of new arrivals. And there would be rapid processing at designated centres for people who arrive here with no documents or from countries which are generally free from war.
Women's Aid recorded its highest ever level of domestic abuse disclosures last year. The organisation's annual impact report showed that just over 40,000 reports concerning women and children were made last year, during almost 29,000 contacts with the organisation's frontline services. This marked an 18% increase compared to 2022, and the charity has warned this is just the tip of the iceberg. Kate Carlin reports.
Emotional, physical, sexual and economic abuse were among the disclosures made to Women's Aid last year, with many combining to form coercive control. In addition, the charity said, there was an 87% rise in economic abuse and a 74% increase in physical violence reported to its service last year when compared to the previous year. Among the reports made were assaults with weapons, constant surveillance and monitoring, and complete control over all family finances. The CEO of Women's Aid described the number and nature of the disclosures as utterly appalling, but warned the figures do not reveal the full extent of the problem. Sarah Benson said one in four women in Ireland are subjected to domestic abuse and that children, families and communities are also impacted.
The central bank has reduced its forecasts for economic growth this year, but has revised upwards its projections for next year. In its latest quarterly bulletin, the bank said that addressing infrastructure constraints in housing, water, energy and transport should be a priority. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The central bank says that the Irish economy is expected to continue to grow at a moderate pace from now until 2026. It's forecasting easing inflation and a pickup in exports, but is warning that a continuation of increased government spending without compensating tax measures could contribute to overheating the economy. In its latest quarterly economic bulletin, the bank says that the public finances are vulnerable to shocks due to the concentration of corporate tax receipts. It's also highlighting the need to sustainably address infrastructure constraints in areas such as housing, water, energy and transport.
The President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, has praised North Korea for what it called its firm support for his country's war in Ukraine, ahead of his first visit to Pyongyang in two decades. Mr. Putin made the comments in a letter published in North Korean state media and promised to build trade and security systems between the two countries. The White House expressed concern at what it called a deepening relationship between the two nations and the supply of North Korean missiles to Russia. A new report has shown that standards vary greatly for Ukrainians living in state-provided accommodation in Ireland. The survey of almost 1,000 beneficiaries of temporary protection found that one in three reported poor to very poor living conditions. Our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
The report entitled Room to Improve was carried out by the Limerick-based refugee and migrant rights organisation DURIS. Key issues included the type of accommodation being provided, overcrowding and lack of privacy, attitudes of some staff and a lack of any complaints mechanism. One in six had concerns about safety for children. 10% reported fears of gender-based violence. The survey showed that being able to cook food was a significant factor in how people rated the quality of their living conditions and in turn their mental health and well-being. 60% of those in serviced accommodation reported poor quality of meals. 1 in 4 reported inadequate supports for people with additional needs, and 43 accommodation centres had no transport links. The report noted a significant proportion of those surveyed were happy with their accommodation and grateful for the support of Irish people. There were calls now for an urgent overhaul of national standards to ensure consistency in the quality of service provided. Theresa Mannion, RTE News.
Now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Dry across most areas today, but starting out cloudy with light showers, mainly affecting Ulster. Sunny spells will gradually develop with widespread spells of late sunshine. Highest temperatures 14 to 19 degrees.